Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone. The podcast version is being brought to us by Take a Shot Firearms. Reviews you can trust, shots you don't want to miss. Visit TakeAShotFirearms.com for more information. Enjoy the show.
Defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome, welcome, welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Studios. These are, in fact, the GunBroker.com studios. This is the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. It's great to be with you today. If you're watching live online, we've got a ton of viewers out there already. The show is exploding. Those of you watching on television on about eight stations in Northern California, thanks for jumping in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum Microphone with me today. I appreciate it. We've got a great program lined up for you. A couple things I want to mention before we get started, though, is yesterday's program. Yesterday was a strange day, first off, so let me say happy Easter to you. It was a bizarre Easter. If your Easter was anything like mine, you spent it watching an online service rather than attending a service. I got to talking with my family about that and my guests last night. I don't think that's ever happened before, but as much as I can't stand the technology that I think is doing tremendous damage to the psyche of the nation, it was great to have that technology when it was used in ways like around the world was able to put it to use yesterday. I thought for some good for all of us, it was a great escape, and we need that right now. But as you may know, we had some very serious weather across the southeast yesterday, and as a result of that weather across the southeast, we did not broadcast or stream this show live over the internet yesterday. I'm talking on Facebook Live. Of course, it was available on hundreds of radio stations around the country. We just didn't stream the show on Facebook Live for you via the cameras because we took it upon ourselves to decide in advance it would probably be smarter if we went ahead and pre-taped the show about 3 hours before we aired the program so as not to run into any problems and suffer any catastrophic loss that would have given 250-plus radio stations around the country dead air in the event we experienced some very difficult weather, which, in fact, as you know, we did, and our hearts and our thoughts go out to all of those people across the southeast, including right here, not too far from where I sit outside the ATL, who lost their lives. It was a rough night last night for everybody in the southeast. Also, the monster cast yesterday, a quick recap, hour one, Alan Gottlieb. I mean, my gosh, what can you say when it comes to Alan Gottlieb? We had a visual of Alan given to us in hour two by Mr. Neil McCabe in the program, who said that Alan, he felt, was like an angel hovering over all of us. And I couldn't get out of my head the visual of Mr. Gottlieb floating above us, taking care of us, and protecting our Second Amendment rights, his bow tie, his wings. And we had a lot of fun with that yesterday in hour one and hour two. And in hour three, you were stuck with me because I gave everybody the day off, giving you some commentary on some current events. So if you missed the Monster Cash yesterday, I would highly recommend you go back and get it. It was a great program all the way around. Today, we're going to have some fun with one of my favorite people on earth. We're going to go right to Mr. Alexander Rubian from New Jersey Second Amendment Society. Alexander Rubian, how are you, my friend?
I'm great. Thanks for having me back on.
It's always a pleasure, man. And I've got a great picture of you back behind me on the television screen so viewers around the country can see who I'm talking to. Alejandro Rubian. Did I say that right, Alex?
You said it perfectly. Alejandro.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, a bunch of fun stuff I want to talk with you about today. First of all, there's a piece out that I didn't know if you had seen this or not. You're familiar with the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association case, Supreme Court case we're awaiting a ruling on in June, correct?
Yes.
Dan Zimmerman, our friend over at The Truth About Guns, Alex, is reporting that Salon, far left organization, is throwing in the towel on that case. Did you happen to see that? I'm hoping you say no so we can go over it together.
No, I actually haven't. We've been so busy here in New Jersey fighting this tyrannical government infringing on our Second Amendment rights that it's hard to keep up with everything else going on around the country.
It truly is. Well, I'm going to give you a little bit of, we're going to have some fun with it. I'll give you a little bit of info that you didn't know. But here's what we know from Salon. Take a listen to this. Realizing it would likely lose the case. Oh, you know what? Before I start, why don't we give some background on that case to new viewers, new listeners. New York State Rifle and Pistol Association sued New York because New York had a law in place that wouldn't allow New York City residents to travel anywhere except where they said they could go with their firearms. And I want you to think about that for a second. If you live in New York City and you own a home in, oh, I don't know, Wichita, Kansas, or more than likely Miami, Florida, or somewhere down southeast, wherever it may be, New York said that you couldn't carry your gun with you to your place of residence. You're an American citizen. New York doesn't have the constitutional, legal, let alone the moral authority to tell a free man or woman what they can or can't do with their own personal property and where they can go with it, let alone. So New York State Pistol and Rifle Association sued. The city of New York, knowing they were going to lose the case, decided to change the law after the Supreme Court had already granted cert, which means they had already agreed to hear the case. And lo and behold, the Supreme Court said, no, we're not going to make this a moot case. Thanks for asking, but yeah, we don't think so. But thanks again for asking. Now, as you know, Alexander, that case, we're awaiting a decision on it. Here's what Salon said. Realizing it would likely lose the case, New York City amended its transportation rule in June to permit residents to take their handguns to second homes, businesses, or shooting ranges outside city limits. And in July, the city filed a formal motion with the Supreme Court requesting that the case be mooted. I'll get to the end of it. Unfortunately, given the city's capitulation and the Supreme Court's right-wing orientation, the only real remaining question is the scope of the NRA's inevitable victory. Even if the court reconsiders the city's request and enters a dismissal order, the NRA will walk away with a significant win, having forced the city to rescind one of the most stringent gun control laws in the country. On the other hand, a decision on the merits on constitutional grounds in the NRA's favor would reward the organization with an even bigger triumph, endangering gun control laws everywhere. A nation awash in firearm in the grips of the COVID-19 pandemic awaits the court's decision, which is expected by the end of June. Alex, comment, if you would, please, on the fact that even Salon knows that a broad scope ruling of some sort by the Supreme Court is going to be a huge victory for gun rights.
Oh, absolutely. And it's quite disgusting that they're now trying to exploit a tragedy like that's going on today to push forward their agenda. We just literally spoke to the state police where people are getting their permits denied. They're waiting months. So it's disgusting how, once again, the left uses these tragedies, uses any opportunity that it can, regardless of public safety, to push forward their agenda. That's all they care about. That's all they're going to do. And if you think they're going to stop there, you know, you're in for a big surprise. And that's why we had to constantly keep fighting, because the Second Amendment is up against attack, against these people that are looking to do any possible way of undermining, infringing your rights.
Well, you know a little bit about that, living in the state of New Germany. You know, I was on Facebook earlier with Rob Pincus today on our regular daily shot at about 12 o'clock noon. Alex, we had a number of people jump on from New Jersey, and one of them jumped in. He said, hey, great to see you guys. I forget what his name was, from New Germany. You know, the reputation that your state has when it comes to freedom, particularly when it applies to your Second Amendment rights, and I'm just going to say this, Alex, is pathetic. And like the Second Amendment Foundation and Gottlieb doing God's work on behalf of those of us across the country who are trying to protect and defend our gun rights and want simply to be left alone, you're doing the same thing in New Jersey. Tell us a little bit about your organization, please, for new listeners and new viewers across the country, both on the Internet and on television.
Yeah, we're a statewide organization. We fight these draconian gun laws that they've been pushing for the past 50, 60, 70 years. We stand up for people's rights. We've been very, very successful on overturning a lot of bad gun laws in our state, despite the fact that not a lot of people talk about it. But most importantly, people have to realize, and Virginia is a perfect example of this, and what's happening in Pennsylvania is also not a perfect example of this. What happens in New Jersey does not stay in New Jersey. And that's so important to support state organizations like ourselves, because the cancer spreads. This disease of an anti-gun mentality spreads throughout the nation. And as we're finding out the hard way, it's going into other states. The mindset, the mentality, the ideas all start from states like New Jersey, where other opportunistic politicians looking to exploit situations and tragedies are going to push forward the agenda and the ideas that come from bad states like ours.
You know, most people, when they think of let me go to a pro-gun state, Alex, on the opposite spectrum, try to make my point.
Mm-hmm.
most people, when they think of Kansas, they don't think, wow, you know, really hardcore pro-gun state, right? They think of Arizona. Maybe they used to think about Florida. Or those in the know that know what happened to Georgia over the last, you know, 8 to 10 years, 12 years. They think of Georgia. They think of really good pro-gun states. They don't think of Kansas and Nebraska. And the reason I mention that is when people think of bad states, they also think of a handful of states. They think of Jersey, Illinois, California, predominantly those three. Unfortunately, you're in there. And what we want to do is get you out of that column and into Kansas and Nebraska. Wouldn't it be great to live in a free state, Alex, that didn't get the recognition one way or the other, but you're free? You've got 10 seconds to answer that real quick.
Absolutely. There's nothing more that I'd want anybody and everybody in New Jersey to be able to defend themselves. That's exactly what the reason for the Second Amendment was, to be able to protect ourselves against a tyrannical government or any type of
Stop.
Other
entity. Stop right there. We'll be back with Alexander Rubin from New Jersey Second Amendment Society right after this. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show. Indeed, I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. GunBroker.com. Let me chat about them briefly. We will be doing a gun range bag giveaway with GunBroker this coming Sunday on the Monster broadcast. You know, we have to. We need people to feel better. And it's possible that I may not have the bags in hand because the staff moving back and forth to the warehouse has not been moving back and forth to the warehouse, the logistics, because of this whole goofiness that we find ourselves in right now today. But I do know that people are going down there. So I'm looking forward to meeting up with some individuals and getting the range bags. But you know what? We're going to do it virtual. I don't care. We're going to give a range bag giveaway to somebody. And if it has to take 2 or 3 weeks to get it to you, gosh darn it, well, good. Then that's what has to happen. But we're going to do something to make ourselves feel better because we've got to start getting back to normal. We have to start getting our lives back to normal. Let's go right back to Alexander. Oh, GunBroker.com, by the way, please. It's free. If you can't find it on your store shelves, GunBroker.com has it. 1.5 million auctions going on live every single day. So make sure to visit our great sponsors over there. Let's go back to Alexander Rubian from NJ2AS. Alex, welcome back, brother. I got a question for you from a Facebook viewer who wants to know, has NJ2AS made any headway with the New Jersey State Police blocking firearms applications?
Yeah, we have. I wouldn't say it's headway. We actually have to fight every bit that we can to try to reactivate and reinstate our rights. But they shut down the background check system. And because of our activism, we had that reinstated. Then they thought they'd be clever and slick and tell the fingerprinting company, the sole fingerprinting company that can only do the fingerprinting for first-time applicants, that they shouldn't allow fingerprinting for firearm applicants. So we fought that, and last week they reactivated it after we exposed the corruption of it. We approached the state police. We called them up. We called the fingerprinting company up. We documented and recorded everything, you know, through our NJ2AS news department to do investigative journalism. The minute we put out the article, within 18 hours, the state police retreated, and they advised the fingerprinting company that, okay, fine, you guys can do fingerprints again for gun permits. And that was all because of our activism and the members and supporters of NJ2AS that made a big stink about this and basically said, we will not allow this, and contacted the state police and the fingerprinting company to have them retract their policy.
Alex, phenomenal work up there in New Jersey, phenomenal work there. Your press pass, have you made it? Let's use the same phrase again. Have you made any headway? Have you been given your press pass back, or is the governor still telling you to go pound salt because you ask him tough questions, because he's a tyrant, because he's a – I'm going to stop there because we're on national radio and television. You get the idea. I'm not happy with this guy. Talk to me.
Well,
we ask
objective questions, and we advocate and fight for the truth. And those are the things that we've asked for. And ironically, as the nation once again responded to Governor Murphy's tyrannical government, they revoked and kicked me out of his press conference. And ironically, a couple days after that, when I was locked outside waiting, trying to get in, a couple other reporters were there. And they overheard me talking to a security guard. One brave journalist actually stood up to the governor while he lied to the state and the nation that, this guy didn't show up again because I guess we reopened gun stores and he considers that a modicum of success. That's all he cares about, you know, I'm paraphrasing. And then a reporter stood up and called him out and said, no, you actually kicked him out. You didn't allow him in. And it's incredible watching the governor's body language going from so arrogant and confident to all of a sudden he shrivels up, crosses his arms and says, oh, well, that wasn't our intention. So, of course, I go back the day after and the day after that, saying, hey, the governor said it was a mistake. I should be let in. And they still didn't allow me to come in. So we're going to have some big news about that at the end of the week. So just stay tuned. You can visit us at nj2as.org. Sign up for our newsletter. Get on our email list. Follow us on social media because we got a big announcement coming out about that.
Dude, you know I got to ask you to break it right here and now.
You got to wait.
Come on, man.
I don't want to let the cat out of the bag. You know, the element of surprise and loose lips sink ships.
I'll just say this on a personal note, 10-10, and we'll move on to another subject. All right.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
We will leave that one alone. Alex, I love you to death. Okay, so talk to me a little bit more. Close out, if you will, with this segment, what you want people to know, but listeners on stations across the country, online viewers and television viewers across the country, before I move on to a couple of other subjects. I've got something that is really, I think it might be being misreported, but you know a little bit about that. I want to get your opinion on it. But New Jersey, go ahead and put the exclamation point or the stake in the ground, if you will, with Murphy and the rest of these tyrants up there that have had to have been sued by you and our great friend, Alan Gottlieb, and the Second Amendment Foundation and NJ2AS, who are doing God's work.
Absolutely. I'm so proud to have Alan supporting us and standing beside us.
You bet.
He's a true leader. He's a man of his word. He really understands the fight. But ladies and gentlemen, the Second Amendment denied anywhere in America is denying it everywhere in America. And you have to support groups that are fighting behind enemy lines because we're fighting for our rights, because what happens in New Jersey does not stay in the state. And it's a matter of time. I'm sick and tired of hearing people say, just move if you don't like the gun laws. Just move if you don't like your government. It doesn't stop there. They have no boundaries. If you don't think for 1 second billionaires like Michael Bloomberg are not going to come into your state and tell your leadership of your legislature, oh, we'll give you $10 million, $1 million. I mean, the millions of dollars they throw to try to push forward their radical draconian agenda to undermine the Constitution and to undermine the Second Amendment is disgusting. We're talking about an individual that dropped over $500 million in a few weeks of his presidential campaign. So for him to go into your state and to start planting that seed and using the carrot and the stick to lure your legislature to start pushing forward agenda, an anti-gun agenda, an anti-Second Amendment agenda, an anti-American agenda under the guise of public safety, air quotes, and common sense gun laws, we're just trying to do what's best for the children. Do not be fooled. They will stop at nothing until they have all guns banned in the United States of America.
That absolutely is their agenda. You know it, I know it, and they know it, and we're watching it crumble. You know, that's a I'm glad you mentioned that. Let's go there after the break. Let's do a little bit of Schadenfreude, shall we? Let's go ahead and let's do it. Let's kick them while they're down. I don't mind doing that. They've been doing that to us for years. And trust me when I tell you this, viewer, listener online, I'm not above that. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm not above that. If anybody deserves it, it's them. Now, Christopher responds back to you, and we're not going to have enough time in this segment, but he said the problem is the New Jersey State Police is now processing the app at a snail's pace as the firearms unit at the NJSP has been deemed non-essential. And Christopher, you're right about that. That's why you have Alex in New Jersey doing what he does on behalf of gun owners and sticking his neck out there and fighting that fight. And I got to tell you, I've watched every video you put out, Alex. To me, you're like this one-man walking Project Veritas. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation with Alexander Rubian, but we're going to have some fun. We're going to play some Schadenfreude, and we're going to kick the gun grabber can down the road. Viewers, online, television, listeners on stations around the country, don't turn the dial. We'll be right back.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. but in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Studios. I am Mark Walters, and I am filling your prescription for freedom across America's airwaves, on the internet, online. If you're one of the many people watching on Facebook.com/Armed American Radio, I appreciate it very much. Welcome inside the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms microphone with me for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. This is becoming a daily thing. The weekend show we will be doing live also. From now on, hopefully. So keep our fingers crossed. But it's looking good here in the studio today. All of you television viewers across the country, great to have you here. And, of course, radio stations around the nation. I want to give a quick shout-out to my sponsors real fast, Lead Slingers Whiskey, Second Amendment Foundation. If you're watching it, you can see the Second Amendment Foundation shirt that I have. Want info on that? SAF.org. We need your help. Believe me, we need your help. Lawsuits flying across the country today. And I can wink and nod at you and tell you there's going to be another one here real soon. Go back and listen to last night's show at armedamericanradio.org, the podcast version, and you will hear Alan Gottlieb flying above the nation with his bow tie as his wings, just protecting all of us down here as he is suing across the country. We've got more information coming up this week. Crossbreed Holsters, MyPillow. We had a record week with MyPillow last week, supporting the Second Amendment and getting a great night's sleep. Keep it up. It keeps this show on the air and able to grow in ways that we are doing that we couldn't do in the past. Car Arms Microphone, for gosh sakes, the gunbroker.com studios. North American Arms, Bursa. What else can I tell you? My Defender coffee here is almost gone, but I got another bag of it that came in today. That is the truth. I got the organic Freedom Roast is what I got this time. Organic Freedom Roast. Welcome back inside the studios. Alexander Rubian, let's go back to you real quick, my friend. Excuse me. How the heck are you, brother?
I'm doing great.
Schadenfreude. Let's kick a few folks down the road, shall we? How about we start with the Brady Buzz, a complete Brady campaign. That's what they are on Twitter. They're known as at Brady Buzz. There ain't no buzz about these people anymore, okay? They've pretty much been beaten up by Bloomberg's and pretty much relegated to an ash bin of history. But they live on in cyber world because they have to live in a fake world as astroturfers, right?
Absolutely.
They put a tweet out the other day.
They cannot stand the fact that, their little propaganda machine is collapsing as millions of Americans are going out to buy guns. We had a conversation today with the New Jersey State Police that we haven't even released yet, where they are backlogged over 10,000 new firearm applicants. It's the highest ever recorded in New Jersey State history. And they cannot believe that this is happening, that people want to buy guns during this time. And I said, well, how do you expect us to protect ourselves? Well, call 911. At that point,
see how far that gets you, right? Did you see the video?
There's a great book. It is a great book called Call 911 and Die. And, we personally know example after example in the state of New Jersey where people have called 911 and the police don't show up. They show up too late, whatever the case is, and the woman has been found murdered or the individual has been found murdered or killed, whatever the case may be. But it's just, who are you? Who are they to dictate to us that guns are bad while they have a gun on their hip? It's easy for them as tyrants to say, just call the police, wait for the government to come protect you, while they are utilizing the same tools that we want to utilize to protect ourselves. And this is just how far left the conversation has gone when you talk to these individuals, because they really believe it. I'm not saying these are bad people. I have a lot of cop friends. I have a lot of people that are in law enforcement and in the government are great people, and they fully support the Second Amendment. But they can't be public about their position because then they'll lose their job. And this is just how insane and how far left this conversation has become, that if they're not going to win on the facts, they're going to win on public shaming. And they love pushing that emotion to make sure you get embarrassed or you're publicly shamed if you ever support the idea that the Second Amendment or a firearm could save your life.
You know, Alex, we could be in a sea change right here. We discussed that last night on Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. Let me explain what I mean. The reason I started out picking on the Brady campaign was because it's really easy to do. They've been lying to Americans for decades at the Brady campaign. They put a tweet out that was glorifying on Friday the fact that Governor Blackface, hood wearing, and he's one of the two. He knows which one he is, and so does his partner. They know which one was which when he signed that slew of gun control bills on Friday. Now, that's been dwarfed, of course, by what we're seeing as record gun purchases, record numbers of Americans seeking the safety and security that only a firearm can give them in uncertain times. Now, I've written two books about it, Lessons from Armed America, Lessons from Unarmed America. I know what it's like when I talk to somebody who used a gun. I used a gun to defend myself. And I know what it's like when I talk to somebody who wished they had a firearm at that very worst moment of their lives. New Jersey residents want to feel that safety and security as well as the rest of Americans. So when they put a tweet out that said, this is huge news, talking about Virginia's governor signing the bill, it's been kind of lost in the pile of what's been happening around the country lately. I could not help it but resist. I couldn't resist, and I had to respond back. That's not huge news. Huge news is millions of Americans in record numbers buying guns and crushing your agenda. Isn't that true?
Cannot say it better, Mark, and that's a fantastic response that you sent to them, and they are really, really reaching and grasping right now because they understand that their whole foundation is starting to crack and crumble underneath them. And it just, it's exactly that. And they cannot stand the fact. I mean, who are all these celebrities coming out with these stupid little videos about, you know, oh, you shouldn't buy guns and this and that, while they're in their armed security, protected homes, personal bodyguards, gated communities, and then they're lecturing us about guns being bad and, you know, nobody needs a firearm to protect themselves.
One of the best stories I covered on the program last night, Alex, was, what do you mean I can't buy my gun and take it with me today? There's a couple columns written about that where in one particular, and I don't have it in front of me right now. I apologize. I'll go off of memory, but you'll appreciate the story, listener, viewer, online viewer. You'll appreciate the story regardless. Is record numbers of what I guess would call themselves fence sitters who are now off the fence and saying, no, I do want to buy a gun today. What do you mean I can't take it home with me today? I thought buying a gun was as easy as a ham sandwich. You know, I think, you know, one of your senators said something stupid like that. Or, you know, and then the fact that you see Shannon Watts and the rest of them sitting there watching their agenda crumble, all of these people they know are leaving their agenda for what's real. They realize they've been fed. I look at it as they're just sucking on that Kool-Aid. Just what do you mean I can't buy my gun today? I'm coughing and choking. It's I can't take it, dude. It's too fun to watch. The
it is unbelievable. I'm just going to tell you right now. I'm looking at one of our email accounts, the public one, where people can contact us and questions about firearms and so forth. And there is right now 543 unread emails. And as I flip through them, because we can't keep up, we just cannot keep up. Of people asking over and over the same question: how do I buy a gun? Where do I go? I was contacting the state police and they won't help me. I contacted the local police department. Nobody's picking up. Here's another one that this individual, yeah, they said that the firearms unit was considered non-essential, so they closed that whole department down. So now you're on your own. Now you're on your own to figure out and navigate New Jersey's ridiculous bureaucratic process. And I mean, I'm telling you, we could spend an entire week discussing New Jersey's bureaucratic process. Another big issue, and this has just happened in Virginia, one gun a month. We have the same thing in New Jersey, the same scheme that they ration firearms.
Yeah, yeah.
That you can only buy one fire, and then you got to get a permit for each firearm. But now the problem is, since they kept the gun stores closed for so long, people's permits have expired. Now you're supposed to be able to go back to your police department and get an extension on it for another 90 days.
Hey, Alex, that music means I need to stop you. Dude, my eyes are watering over here. I'm cracking up over this. I can't get enough of it. The Schadenfreude is awesome. I love it. Oh, man. I don't feel bad for you. I'm glad you've learned a lesson, and we're going to welcome you to this side. But I'm glad you learned it the way you did back after this.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show, indeed. DefenderCoffee.com. I'm glad I had it here. I'm on my tail end of it. My assistant didn't refill my cup for me. Have to have a conversation about that because I wanted some more coffee. But my bag of Defender Coffee came today. Thank goodness that it did. I got to choking up on that, you know, the whole anti-gunner thing, the Schadenfreude thing. We've been talking about that. Alexander Rubian, welcome back inside the studios, by the way. How are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Good. And I have to ask you this question. I'm not shy about this in any way, shape, or form. I don't feel bad for that individual who is now finding out that they can't buy a gun because it's not as easy as buying a ham sandwich. Like I was picking on Dick Durbin the other day. I think he said something like that. Even if he didn't say it, he would have said it. Others have. I mean, Menendez in your state, that crooked criminal, you know, he's said stupid, you know, stupid stuff like that as well. But they're finding out they can't buy it on the internet and have it shipped to California. What do you mean I need an ID and an application to buy ammo? What do you mean I can't buy one gun a month? This type of garbage. I don't feel sorry for those people, Alex. I don't. And I'm not even, I just simply don't. What does that make me?
It makes you an American because you understand and value the fundamental constitutional rights that we have. And if people want to go move to Cuba, like where my grandparents fled and my mother's family fled, and live under that type of tyranny where you're limited to your speech and you're limited to the type of religion you can practice and you don't have the ability and right to protect yourself, you know, go right ahead. Go right ahead. But this is America. We have our Constitution. Millions of people, including my personal friends, your personal friends, people that we know that died to defend and protect. And when you take the oath of office, you promise to protect this nation from enemies, foreign and domestic. And that's and the founding fathers knew this wasn't going to be just only a bunch of Germans marching down, a bunch of Nazis marching down our streets trying to take over our country. That they will infiltrate. And the mere fact that we have communists, don't call them a socialist. Bernie Sanders, he's a communist. It's the same thing. It is rebranded because communism has a very negative stigma to it. That we have people actually coming out and saying we're going to take your guns away and saying that we're going to take your wealth away and your personal property and your private property and so forth. And nothing happens. I mean, what happened to McCarthyism? What happened to, you know, the things that we used to stand up against? And now we're the enemy. We're the bad guys. You talk about wanting to carry a gun to protect yourself and your loved ones and your family. And people look at you with like you have two heads. Like, why would you want to do that? Would you want to murder children? Because it comes from their playbook where they put billions of dollars with a B behind to push forward this narrative, push forward this agenda. They've infiltrated all levels of government. They've been infiltrated and conspired with the media now and on top of the courts, because some of these rulings coming out of the courts is so disgusting. It blows my mind these people even can call themselves judges, because they have such deep resentment and hatred towards the Second Amendment that they cannot possibly sit on the bench and consider themselves to be objective and actually standing up to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America.
Alex, we've been watching this for, my gosh, how long together, you know, for many, many years together. A lot of these judges are just flat out weak. Some of them are un-American. Some of them subscribe to that political ideology that you just described. All of them will eventually be beaten down by the Constitution. I believe that freedom, Alex, will always prevail. The New York State Pistol and Rifle Association case is a big one for one reason, because it, depending on how broad this ruling is, it will define, listener, viewer, online viewer, it will define the scope of the ruling, depending on how broad. And the reason the anti-gunners are so afraid of this is because if the court does what we believe they're going to do and extend that ruling outside of New York City, that New York City residents, in other words, have a right to travel with their firearms outside the home, they're not going to limit that ruling to New York City. It's the Supreme Court of the United States, not the Supreme Court of New York City and Mario Cuomo's son, Andrew Cuomo. Okay? And I know, Alex, that they like to feel that way. I know Cuomo likes to feel like my governor sometimes through the crisis that he's experiencing in New York, and I'm not downplaying that he is. You know, it's terrible what's happening in New York. But he isn't my governor. He's the governor of New York, and I want him to stay in New York, not just on the COVID deal, but on everything. What works in New York, maybe for him and his gun control cronies, does not work, nor is it wanted down here in Georgia. So they were petrified, de Blasio, scared to death of that ruling that we feel is coming down that's going to broaden and expand that scope. And, Alex, I know you believe like me, so I'm going to ask you to just run with this. But are you of the same mindset that I am, that the Supreme Court has got to speak up? They've got to speak up and put a stop to this nonsense, yes or no?
Oh, absolutely. Not just theoretically or philosophically, but just actual real-world experience. You know how many people – I mean, people talk like we're paranoid. Every year, hundreds of innocent people, if not thousands of innocent people like Brian Aiken – I'm not going to go into the stories. I mean, you know, we can talk about it forever. Just go visit njtoyas.org. We post everything on our news department. You know, are in jail. These people are in jail with no criminal intent, with a background.
7 years. 7 years in the slammer he spent.
For seven. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an individual, Brian Aiken. Look him up. Stefan Josie, Meg Fallenbaum, Shanine Allen. We have a massive filing cabinet here full of people that are just facing over 10 years in prison for doing absolutely nothing wrong. But because they live in New Jersey and they stop to go get a soda and their gun is unloaded and locked in the trunk of the car, suddenly that becomes possession of an illegal weapon, yeah. And they're facing over 10 years in prison.
A decade of your life, Alex.
A decade. And if you're not sitting there every day reading the gun laws and reading the news, and by chance you have an 11-round magazine, you're going to go to jail for another 3.5 years for every single magazine. That's the insanity. That's the insanity of our laws, that our United States Supreme Court has to stand up and do something. And I'm happy a few of them have been very vocal about that. I think Justice Thomas was very vocal about how it's being treated like a second class right. And, he was very vocal about that. And it gets my blood boiling.
Let me remind listeners of what you're talking about briefly.
Yes, sir.
We're going to run out of time. But Justice Thomas and Gorsuch, in the court's refusal to hear the Peruta case out of Southern California, Thomas penned a just brilliant, if not scathing, dissent that Gorsuch joined, stating that the Supreme Court has got to get on one of these cases and stop treating the Second Amendment like a second-class right. And he's right about that. And for that reason, I believe the court, are they waiting for the right case? We don't ever know what they do. But New York is just a start. The Second Amendment Foundation has four cases right now pending cert in front of the Supreme Court. So the court is going to get ample opportunity to squash these gun grabbers like the bugs and liars that they are in the very near future. And Alex, but I do believe that freedom will always prevail. There's a note here from Timothy Ray Smith on Facebook that says, every time I go to purchase a firearm, I'm forced to wait 72 hours. The worst crime I ever committed was a speeding ticket, and I'm a former law enforcement officer 10 years. Do I have any way to get this stopped? Timothy, I don't know where you're from. I don't know what the law is. As a former police officer, I would think that you shouldn't have to do that, but it depends. If you have a concealed license, depending on where you are, that normally foregoes your background check. You can walk out with a firearm, at least you can in most free states. Alex, that's just a pipe dream in New Jersey, isn't it? You got about 10 seconds, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. People wait 6 months, 3 months, 9 months, over a year sometimes.
I got to stop you there. I got to tell you this. It's NJ2AS, NJ2AS. Listeners, viewers, thanks for joining us today in these GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone. I'm going to get up and do it again tomorrow. I'll see you on the radio, and I'll see you on TV.